prevention of kidney stones, which foods to avoid, oxalate and uric acid stones, by Zornica Stoicheva. This article is professionally reviewed by the registered dietitian Melanie Betts. This audio article is part of the Robi Resource audio blog. According to the US National Kidney Foundation, 1 in every 10 people suffers from kidney stones at some point in their life. And even though in some cases this health condition goes undetected, the majority of people experience symptoms which can significantly decrease the quality of their life. For instance, abdomen, back or side pain, urge to pee, difficult and painful urination, unusual smell or color of the urine, it may even be bloody, nausea and vomiting, fever, sweating and others. As kidney stones are formed by the crystallization of minerals, salts and chemicals in the urine, our diet plays a crucial role in controlling and preventing the formation of those tiny particles. And there are two main ground rules when it comes to prevention of the vast majority of kidney stones. 1. Drinking enough water to reduce the chemical concentration of the urine. This is around 3 liters per day for most adults. And 2. Reducing your salt consumption, because a high sodium intake can increase the amount of calcium in the urine. This can predispose you to the formation of stones. But when it comes to diet, there are different foods for you to focus on depending on the type of kidney stones you suffer from. Calcium oxalate, calcium phosphate, uric acid or cysteine stones. However, in this article, we will focus on calcium oxalate and uric acid stones as those are the two most common types of stones. Calcium oxalate stones. Too much oxalate in the urine is a prerequisite for the formation of calcium oxalate kidney stones. Oxalate is naturally found in certain foods. Therefore, when people who are predisposed to form oxalate stones consume large amounts of high oxalate foods, the excess oxalate ends up building up in the urine. One strategy to prevent the formation of such kidney stones is to avoid foods very rich in oxalate. Such foods are spinach, rhubarb, rice bran, almonds, beets, and miso. Another important strategy to prevent the formation of calcium oxalate kidney stones is to increase your intake of dairy. This is because dairy is high in calcium, and calcium binds oxalate in the intestines, reducing the absorption of oxalate. Contrary to many speculations that calcium is the cause for crystallization, according to the US National Kidney Foundation, reducing your calcium intake may actually increase the risk of kidney stone formation. So don't ditch the dairy from your diet. Uric acid stones. This type of kidney formations is triggered by high urine acidity, below 5 pH. In this case, the uric acid dissolves in the urine and then crystallizes into hard particles. To prevent the formation of uric acid stones, it's important to continuously control the acidity of your urine. And luckily, we can do that by changing our diet. If your body is prone to uric acid stones formation, it's best to reduce the consumption of foods that produce acid in your body when they're metabolized. You may also want to increase the intake of foods that produce alkali. An important distinction between those food types is the acidity of their metabolites and not their acidity before consumption. For example, tomatoes are acidic when you eat them, but actually produce alkali or base when metabolized. That's why their consumption should be encouraged. But what are the specific yes and no foods? Acidic foods which reduce the pH of the urine and should be eaten in moderation are beef, pork and lamb, fish and seafood, poultry and eggs, some hard cheeses, and processed meats. Alkaline foods, which increase the urine pH and reduce the risk of uric acid kidney stone formation, are all fruits, all vegetables, milk and yogurt, and soft cheeses. Conclusion. Diet plays a vital role in keeping your kidneys healthy and has the power to prevent the formation of kidney stones in a natural and gentle way. Thank you for listening to this article. For more audio articles, visit the Raw Beauty Source audio blog.